Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Is your business fueling your legacy or just your lifestyle? That's what we're going to talk about on the podcast today. And we are excited to have Monica Garcia Dougal. And she has a couple companies. One of them is Infinity One. One is M&A Estates Group. And she's going to tell us a little bit about what she does and how you can scale wealth with precision, power, and purpose. So welcome to the show, Monica. We're thrilled that you're here today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and give your audience a great podcast today.
Awesome. They love that, right? Good, valuable information. I'm always dying to know, what got you into the business that you're in? What made you so passionate about helping entrepreneurs build their wealth? Where did that start?
Great question. I love this question. It actually started when I was a kid. It's the weirdest thing, right? My mom was an entrepreneur and all her friends were entrepreneurs. They were all very successful. And so I was always learning about, a business here, a business there, and about customer service and just sales, you know, like investing your money in getting interest. I was just a little kid. So I thought, everybody's an entrepreneur. That's what women do. They start their businesses. So that started then when I was a little kid. But then I wanted to go to law school. And so what ended up happening is I went into investment banking in San Francisco, and I just fell in love with it. And I'm like, forget about law school. I want to go get my MBA and do the business stuff. So I did end up in investment banking. And then I went out and I just started doing the entrepreneur stuff, which I think that was like really just in my DNA, because growing up with a mom that was an entrepreneur and just everyone was an entrepreneur. So I started my first business, and then we also built a business. My husband was also an entrepreneur, which was the weirdest thing, because the first date we had, I think we were like talking for 3 hours and it felt like 10 minutes. It was absolutely amazing. So what ended up happening is we were in the Bay Area, and then we ended up moving to Seattle because we had our businesses, but we partnered with another group of also serial entrepreneurs. And so we ended up working in a company, building a company for 16 years, and we sold it. So we exited that company, and it was absolutely amazing. Throughout that time as well, I was also consulting to other entrepreneurs, just because it was so much, it's fun. You know, when you grow up with this and your parents are doing it, it's just kind of part of your DNA. So you're just excited about people's ideas and you can do it. I think the biggest part for me is when people are so excited about their ideas and when people are excited about starting their businesses, that's just very exciting. And I think it may be from my mom, just like, that business could go up there. Like, you see, I told you about that business. And so I think that kind of just resonates so well with me. So I think that's how I got really started in being an entrepreneur.
You're very lucky, because Jeannie and I both come from families that were not entrepreneurial, and it's a different road for sure. So you had a great advantage, and you should be very proud of your mom for giving that to you. That's awesome.
No, 100%. Yes, you're 100% right. And the funny thing about it is that, you know, I thought women are business owners, right? They're business people. And I didn't know any of this stuff. But until I got into corporate America, women can't do this or that. And it was the funniest thing, because I was like at the table, like I didn't even like think about like, you can't do it. Of course you can. What are you talking about? But you know what the beautiful part about it is, if you do take that initiative, like people just respect you and they don't have a problem with that. It's kind of interesting. A lot of our challenges, if we really just look at them, at our blind spots or our roadblocks, at the end of the day, we really, you know, maybe we picked it up somewhere, but we keep on carrying that around. So we could just stop and say, this isn't really helping me, and get rid of it. You can actually, from one day to the next, change your life and your trajectory. It's amazing.
I love that. That's the kind of person who follows their passion and doesn't follow confinements of where they start. So I love that. Let's talk a little bit about clarity. Because you have a very strong feeling about clarity being the foundation of your scalable wealth.
Yes, 100%. Have you guys heard of that? Like easy and simple, and the difference in discipline. So easy is like, right, no effort, etc. And simple is discipline. It's simple, right? Because you do the next step, But it's not easy, right? Sometimes doing the simple stuff is not easy, and that's discipline. But the other side of that is if you can say, okay, I'm going to do the simple thing, which is the next step. It's not easy, but you stay focused and you're like, I'm going to get my result by doing this simple next step. The reality, right? Because what we do is we have all this self-talk like, oh my God, if you're a perfectionist, like it's just not good enough. Or what if, you know, the client rejects me or whatever. And it's like, just do the next step. The simple step, it's not easy. You're right. The client may reject you or you may fail, but whatever, don't worry about it. Because guess what? If you do the next step, you're going to get to where you want to go. You will get there. You will get there, right? And so I just feel that clarity then, if we think about clarity, you have 100%, right? Let's say there's a thing of 100%. 20% of what you do gets you really all the results. So 80% of what you're doing are just distractions and things that you actually don't need. If you have that clarity, and the clarity is not easy to come by. The clarity takes time for you to go and sit at a coffee shop or go to breakfast early before at a beautiful hotel before anybody else is there. Get a little seat somewhere out of everybody's way. Take your notebook and then start writing out, what is it that I'm doing now? Where is it that I want to go? And just really start getting rid of that 80% that really is just a distraction. It's busy work. Really? Once you sit down and you have your hour there, like maybe do it for a month, you're going to learn like, really? Why am I even doing that? But a lot of us, we're so busy, we don't have time for that. Or we think like, oh my God, another thing to do. Like seriously, my plate is already full. I do not want something else on my plate. And these are very reasonable, logical, rational feelings, right? But you do need the clarity. And so the clarity, once you have it, think about it. Now you're not wasting your time, your money, or your energy on 80% of stuff that you really don't need. That is not going to get you to where you really want to go. So if you're only spending that 20%, now you've opened up a whole room, a whole house of other opportunities that you can be doing. So whatever it is that you really want to do, that 20%, now you can start building on that, right? So maybe you have some ideas already what you want to do with that. Well, guess what? Now you have the space. And so what usually happens is most of us, I would say all of us, really, really, just to be quite clear, right, in the clarity, we already all know what to do. We already all know how to get to where we want to go. It's that quieting down. It's that going somewhere and just kind of spending that time relaxing and just allowing yourself to really look at everything for what it actually is. And I think that's hard sometimes too, because I think that sometimes it's stuff that we don't want to deal with, right? It's like, I don't want to go look in that closet. I haven't looked in there for like 10 years. Like it's full. You open it, everything falls out. Like who wants to deal with that, right? So that could be in our businesses. That could be in anything in our life. If we look at it, most of anything, whether it's relationships, whether it's your health, your business, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Sometimes we don't reflect, we don't stop, we don't like see what's going on with us. But if we do that, it will pay you back in so much, like financially, with your time, with your energy. And energy is really, I think everybody's always talking about time, like time, right? You can't buy time, you can't really. Think about your energy. Like really, I think that's where everything starts, is with your energy, because your energy is going to give you that time to go get that clarity, right? And it's not about motivation. It's the plan, that simplicity. That's where it's at, yeah.
Yeah, we have a friend that always says clarity equals velocity, right? When you have clarity, you can get where you want to go really, really quickly. Because like you said, you sit down, you write up the steps and you stop doing all the stuff you shouldn't be doing because it's not moving the needle. So I love that. But I also, let's explore this whole thing about energy, because I do feel like you're right. As business owners, you know, having that energy to achieve the things that we want to achieve, or sometimes try to figure out how to achieve them, because there are, as our goals get bigger, sometimes we don't always know the next steps. So how does energy play into that, the way you think about it?
I really love, that's an amazing question. And I love the way you're just framing that, because that is like actionable. So think about this. That's reality, right? When you're growing, and I think these are reasons that people don't grow, because you're right, there's all the unknowns. And so it doesn't matter if you're just starting out, or if you're already, you know, at this level, right? Like you're already a billionaire, whatever. It doesn't matter. The reality, anytime you're starting something new, guess what? It's new. You know, you're learning. So it's almost like you're back to square one. And And so the only thing that differentiates somebody that's actually getting a whole bunch of stuff done to somebody that's not is the person that's getting all the stuff done and is reaching their goals is allowing all of that, whatever, the fear or the anxious or whatever it is to the brain and the body. Oh my gosh, I don't want to do that. It's going to take so much energy. That is the only thing that we really have to override. The more successful you are, you do more breath work, you do more meditation, right? You do this thing so you can handle that thing that's telling you, no, no, no more, no more. We're good, right? Why do we have to go learn something new? Like, seriously, we're okay. And the reality of it is nobody is really happy. Like, we'll find things to make ourselves really, really busy. So that clarity, there's a saying, it's like slow down to hurry up. So if you really think about it, if you're slowing down, let's say that's your going and you're doing these things. So this 100%, now we're at 20%, right? So we slowed down. Now we got rid of 80% of the stuff. We're going to focus on this 20% and now we can hurry up because guess what? There's not much to do now. This is it. This, and then that's it. That action that you're taking does build momentum, right? The inertia, there's a whole bunch of other stuff there. And then it does give you energy. And I'll tell you why, because now you're not dealing with 80% of stuff that you really, at the end of the day, right? You go to bed and you're like, whoa, you know, I was so busy, but I didn't get anything done. We've all been there.
And it's funny because I've been thinking a lot about the concept of consumption versus creating. You know, as business owners, we should spend 80% of our time creating and only about 20% of our time consuming. But business owners have it the wrong way around, right? They spend 80% of their time listening to podcasts. Not that we don't want you guys to listen to our podcasts, but, you know, watching TV, watching YouTube videos, reading the next book, listening to the next book, going to the next conference, taking the next class. And the reality is they're not spending time creating. And so when we think about that, if I spend 20 minutes learning or consuming content, I need to spend 80 minutes creating content now. And I think that was a big shift for me to kind of come to that conclusion, because I love a good book, you know, but a lot of times, like you said, we have a lot of information. We know what to do. We're often just not doing it. And I think that can lead to depression and imposter syndrome.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I also have the whole health plan, which is interesting because we didn't talk about it. So basically, if you look at a person is not just one dimensional, right? They have their spirituality, they have their health, they have their finances, they have their relationship. So this is, if one of those spokes is off, then the wheel will not be balanced, right? So when we're talking about this, I think, again, part of it, I love what you're saying, though. This is really, really important. And it's kind of interesting because what you're saying, Kristen, is I've heard this before. And so it's interesting because I've even been looking at it for my life, right? Oh my God, another executive class that I'm taking. Oh my gosh, here we go again, right? Like, I just got accepted into the Harvard Executive Business Real Estate. Our portfolio, we have real estate, we have investments, and then I do stuff to help entrepreneurs and just basic people wanting to learn about their financial life, right? To help everybody do better. So I've been going through this. This is really, I'm loving that you're bringing it up because it's so, like, I literally just got the email that I got accepted to it. So I'm really thinking about it because I have another class that I have to go do, which I do mergers and acquisitions as well. And so I'm really thinking about that. I'm thinking about, like, are you getting stuff done? What is all this? Are you just, is this busy work or is it actually going to produce something, right? Because at the end of the day, isn't that all an investment, right? It's an investment of your time, your money, your energy, 100%. So the way I like to think about it and really precarious a little bit, if you look at these big boulders, there was this thing where there was this jar. And so somebody put all of the sand in and then they put the rocks and then they tried to put the big boulders in. The boulders didn't actually fit, right? So the idea is that you have to pick your boulders. What is your goal? What are your goals? So you pick those big boulders, whatever it is, with any part of your life that is very, very important. Right? And so let's say you have four or five. You put those in first. After those, then you put rocks in. So you put all the rocks in. And then after that, the sand. And guess what? Everything fits. So I think one of the things that you're talking about is that clarity. We're going back to the clarity again, right? If that is what is really in there, right? Because if you are just taking classes, but there's no real end goal, or if you're watching another podcast, at the end of the day, you're right. That would be hard and it would get depressing because it's like, there's no wins. I am not like making more real revenue. I'm not getting closer to where I need to go. So I think that part of it is you really have to get that clarity. And so for me, when I think about the real estate stuff, I don't know if you guys guys know, but I'm also a billion-dollar business coach because I study billionaires. Like, I don't try to reinvent the wheel. Like, whatever, somebody's successful, I just do what they do. Like, I'm not trying to create anything new here. So the point that I'm trying to make is that you really have to think about what it is that you want. So getting back to, like, should I even do the real estate class at Harvard? Well, you know, I'm growing and I'm doing really well, by the way. I don't even have to work anymore, but I want to because I love it. I love to be here talking to you guys. This is amazing, right? This is like somebody going to a social hour at a party or something. We're communicating. We're having a good time here. I love this. So then I have to also think about the real estate stuff. I will have to grow. I will have to have some expertise there because I can hire people to do stuff. And that's the other thing is that some of these things also get expensive. If you are really just forking out the money to go and listen to this, like when are you making money? When are you actually? And I think that's maybe what leads to the problem. It may be what leads to people being depressed because they're like, why is this not working for me? Why is this not working for me? Right. And the reality of it is, remember, if we go to the easy and the simple and the discipline, right? And so I think those are the conversations that you have to have. And almost those are the contracts that you have to have with yourself. So maybe carve out some time. I want to do this. I want to do that. But make a schedule. When it's on your schedule, do it. When it's not, don't do it. And don't worry about the results. You keep on that process. And then in a quarter or a half a year or a year, you're going to hit some of your goals. And that's the other part is the patience to say, hey, look, I've committed and see these other people that have done it. And I'm just going to do it. You almost have to prove to yourself that the systems do work. And so I think that's part of the clarity. So if we go back to that, that's part of the clarity.
Yeah, we laugh. We always talk about, you know, we love putting together systems and processes, but, you know, they're not sexy, but they are what you need to have to grow.
Those are powerhouses right there. That's real. Like, seriously, operators, getting that stuff done, that is real, real stuff. We're not talking anymore. We're actually executing. And I've said this on another podcast, you know, the difference between a genius idea and a mediocre idea with action, which one wins? The mediocre idea with action always, always wins. Who cares? There's tons of genius ideas out there. But if you're not going to get systems and you're not going to take action on it, they're pretty meaningless.
So let's talk about, we talked a little bit about energy. Let's talk about how your financial strategy comes into you, is associated with your personal energy and your purpose.
Yeah, I love that. Again, I think that this whole thing with like your energy, we think about the clarity, right? How are you going to show up every single day? And so that's in your executing and then also your financial goals. And I'm loving that I get to talk about this in your podcast. You know, sometimes when we're very practical people, it's hard to just allow ourselves to say, okay, I want to make this money or I want to do this or I want to do that. And sometimes I forget what I was listening to. I was listening to somebody and they were have you guys ever heard of the expression of just throwing spaghetti against the wall and see what catches? Well, I literally think that that's good for people to do with financial. Throw numbers, however much you think that you want to make, you know, just put it out there and start playing around with that. Because I think that a lot of people do not allow themselves to do that. And I'll tell you what. Even for me, like a long time ago when I was talking about billionaires or whatever, like there would be some people that I would talk to and they'd be like, there was a one coach that I got and I was telling her about that, you know, my interest to like eventually get to that level. And she's like, well, you know what? I have a billionaire friend and he's not very happy. I'm like, and you're not my coach anymore. Like, how is that helpful? Like, how are you helping me? Like, do you even realize that you're doing that? But, you know, now I've been doing this now for 10 years on that trajectory. So now for me, I mean, I'm like the billion-dollar business coach, but it took a long time to get that. And I think that people really have to allow themselves to do that. Let's push it. Okay, in 5 years, I want to be here. And kind of make yourself a bit uncomfortable. If it's not uncomfortable, you're not putting your numbers high enough. And, you know, sometimes we do want that. And it's almost like I took a class and we're talking about Tinkerbell. So they were these four quadrants. So the first quadrant is like Tinkerbell, like just all of your ideas. The second quadrant, we're starting to scale down a little bit, right? The third quadrant, even more. And then the fourth quadrant, that's where we create our systems and our standard operating procedures. And then at that point, you know, we have something really solid. But sometimes we just go to the solid logic and correlations and all of the scientific evidence. And as entrepreneurs, we really should start at the Tinkerbell one. And sometimes sometimes people don't want to do that because they're like, oh my God, that's so like unrealistic. Well, guess what? That's how people get really, really, really wealthy is you have to be unrealistic. You have to see things how other people are never going to see them. If that's what your thing is, that's where you want to go. If that's what you want, allow yourself to do that. So that also fuels your energy. And there is something to be said on that. What I would like to say about that with your energy is just pretend that it is possible. Like just pretend that this is like a game that you're playing. Like there's this board. Because I think, especially for people that are very scientific or, you know, very logical, sometimes it's hard for them to kind of let their minds do this. Even my husband, I'll tell you, even my husband, he's like, this hurts my head. So it would be like, hey, you know, just pretend. Hey, what if it was possible? Let's pretend we're playing a game and we have to make this much. Like, how would we do it? You guys, seriously, try that sometimes. Like, play around with that and pretend it's a game and say, okay, this, and do a really high number in terms of real revenue is what I have to get. And pretend, you know, like it's just your little fantasy world. Whatever you could do to get there, try it. It's fun. It's a fun game. And you'll actually surprise yourself on how you can actually come up with really, real cool things that are real.
Awesome.
I love that. Yeah, that's a great exercise that anybody can do.
Anybody can do it. And I think the game, the playing, because think about it, when we were kids, like nobody, right? It's all the stuff that we learn as we get older, right? Like, oh, don't do this. But when we're kids, we're curious. We're looking at like the worm on the floor, the flowers and the petals or whatever. We're just exploring. We're curious, you know, we're building whatever it is that we think we want to do, right? We do that as kids. Unfortunately, we lose a lot of that stuff. But Jeff Bezos always talks about like, hey, be curious, stay curious. And think about it. You can just live a really beautiful, long life just being curious. Really, at some point, you don't even need any money. It's just like life is curious, right? But guess what? You make a lot of money and you're curious. How much more fun is that? I just think like just bringing some fun energy into your finances, bringing some fun energy into your work, into everything. And I think that's one thing that we do lose because sometimes we're just so hard on ourselves. Like, oh my God, I didn't meet that. Or, oh, I didn't get that done. It's almost like we have to like think that in a year and 5 years and 10 years, none of that in 20 years, you know, at some point, a lot of these little things are not going to matter. So we can just keep that into perspective. Think about like athletes, like amazing athletes. When they're playing, it's like something great or something not great. It doesn't matter. They get back in. They get back intentional. What's the next? And as entrepreneurs, we have to do that as well. And then also learn how to celebrate. Celebrate all your wins, your small wins, because I know that there's like these Olympians and then they get the gold medal and they're like, is this it? And it's like, what? What are you talking about? You're the best of the best. But because they never celebrated these small things. And I don't think a lot of people know how to celebrate the little wins. And that's a great trait. Because if you can be happy now and then let's say you want to become really successful financially, then you're going to be able to learn. You'll know how to enjoy it. Doing the happy now and you're not enjoying now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much you make. You're not teaching yourself how to just embrace.
Yeah, I love that. So if people are interested in reaching out to you because they're interested in scaling their wealth and thinking bigger and getting excited and living an easier life, if you will, what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
So I'm at www.monicagarciadougal.com. Oh, I have this really cool, it's called the Financial Bites Method, BITES method. And so B is for budgeting, I is for investing, T is for taxes, E is for exit strategy. And the last one is S is for systems, standard operating procedures. And all of these things are so important for businesses and not even just for businesses, even for like just individuals with your whole financial life.
Yep. Individuals need to take care of their finances too, even if they're not entrepreneurs.
Yeah, exactly. And anyone. I really love it because I have 30 years worth of financial experience. So I was like, I got this poster board and I was like, what are all the pieces of finance? And so that's what I came up with. Oh, and there's also debt. If you have business, you can have debt. And so you can actually use it, you know, to scale. And so these are all, I don't know, maybe some of your businesses already, some of your audience may already be interested in that as well.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So now they know where to reach out to you. So Monica, this has been so much fun, so educational and inspiring. We're just grateful that you're on our podcast today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was a joy. I really, really appreciate you inviting me. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.